Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the sexual revolution of the 60s and the early 70s and the accompanying yuppie phrase and peace slang, peace, man. Now, some of us will remember that. Some of us have only heard about it. And some of us may not even know what I'm talking about. All the way to the current headline that I just read in a Washington Times newspaper, a byline said, Arafat and Israel vow real peace. And another byline that followed said, today peace, tomorrow a bomb. The peace that the world gives certainly is established by wars, negotiations, bloodshed, bullets, bombs, and Scud missiles. You don't know where they're going to explode. It's hope. It's a dream. It's well-intended promises gone astray. It's not guaranteed. It's wondering when, in fact, is this peace going to collapse? As long as the sinful human nature of diabolical man is in concert with Satan, throats that are open graves, tongues that practice deceit with poisoned vipers on their lips, and feet that are swift to shed blood, and the way of peace that man does not know, and the way of peace that the world cannot give through bloodshed. He will not, of course, we will not, of course, no one will, of course, have that peace, that shalom that surpasses all understanding. Laudable are the peace accords that we have, of course. Praiseworthy are their framers, but their human nature is sinful. The world's peace is earned. It is taken. It is mandated. It is won. While we are happy, needless to say, and blessed, that we have this earthly peace in certain places and at certain times, whenever it occurs, we know that in most cases it is very short-lived. However, the peace symbol that was of the first century was not the peace symbol of the 60s and the 70s. It was the empty cross where hung Christ, God incarnate. It wasn't spoken as, hey man, peace, but peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. This peace is owned by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not owned by man. This peace is established by the Lord Jesus Christ, not by war or some peace accord written on a piece of paper. This peace is freely given by the Lord Jesus Christ through holy baptism and not earned by human bloodshed or peace talks. This peace is real. This peace is eternal. It is not a mere feeling or a hope or a dream for a better world. This peace is a blessing. It is a true blessing that comes from the suffering servant Jesus Christ, whose spirit gives us the peace of an untroubled heart that knows by faith alone that we are justified, that we are forgiven, that we have comfort, that we have peace. This peace is covenant blessing. It is God's shalom to us. St. Paul writes, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. This is a peace that is not given with the empty words of the world, but by he who emptied himself. This peace is not given in the arrogance of man's words and promises, but by he who humbled himself. This peace that is not given by obedience to a treaty or an accord, but by he who became obedient unto death, death on a cross. This is the peace that you have been given through the forgiving word of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. This is a peace that those parish pastors who are here, those who are studying to be pastors, understand, those who are DCEs who are studying here and other people, know that this is God-given. This is the peace that surpasses all, not just human understanding, but all understanding. This is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding and guards your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.